The Democrats who are running for governor have toured some Milwaukee schools at the request of the Milwaukee Teachers Union. Traditionally, Republican governors and the union have rarely been seen together. But Scott McCallum got the same invite to come tour, and at Milwaukee Washington High School, there was McCallum and a union official posing at the same time for the same photographer.
Everybody, nice big smiles looking right here. Two quick pictures. Beautiful. One more, guys. And nice.
McCallum toured several of the classrooms and answered questions from students. McCallum briefly mentioned a need to improve teacher salaries.
The teachers that are in the system right now have different restraints than almost any other occupation in a free market system. It's called QEO and cost control. As we look long range at the state of Wisconsin, these are some of the things that we need to change.
But outside the school, McCallum said he still has no deadline for the QEO adjustment.
When it's soup, when it's ready, it'll be ready.
The governor then went on to Fratney School, a bilingual elementary. McCallum got a friendly reception, except when Fratney parent Leon Lynn complained about budget cuts in the Milwaukee school system.
And I see the disparity between funding in the Milwaukee public schools and the surrounding schools elsewhere in this region growing every year. And when I hear you talk about priorities for education, the first thing I hear you say is, we're going to keep taxes in line.
McCallum repeated his pledge not to raise taxes and said you don't need to raise tax rates if people are better educated and have higher incomes. The Milwaukee Teachers Union says it won't make endorsements in the governor's race, but will share its thoughts with leaders of the state union, WEAC. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.